This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Spiking tensions in eastern Ukraine on Friday aggravated Western fears of a Russian invasion and a new war in Europe, with a humanitarian convoy hit by shelling and pro-Russian rebels evacuating civilians from the conflict zone. The Kremlin declared massive nuclear drills to flex its military muscle, and President Vladimir Putin pledged to protect Russia's national interest against what it sees as encroaching Western threats. While Putin held out the possibility of diplomacy, developments this week have fueled East-West tensions and war worries. This week's actions have fed those concerns. U.S. and European officials focused on an estimated 150,000 Russian troops posted around Ukraine's borders, warned the long-simmering separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine could provide the spark for a broader attack. Vice President Kamala Harris said the U.S. still hopes Russia will de-escalate, but is ready to hit it with tough sanctions in case of an attack. U.S. leaders this week issued their most dire warnings yet that Moscow could order an invasion of Ukraine any day.
We remain, of course, open to and desirous of diplomacy as it relates to the dialogue and the discussions we have had with Russia. But we are also committed, if Russia takes aggressive action, to ensuring there will be severe consequence in terms of the economic sanctions we have discussed.
Harris said at the annual Munich Security Conference, while Russia snubbed this year's conference, lines of communication remain open. The U.S. and Russian defense chiefs spoke on Friday, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed to meet next week. This is VOA News. The second major storm in 3 days smashed through northern Europe on Friday, killing at least 6 people, as high winds felled trees, canceled train services, and ripped sections off the roof of London's O2 Arena. Britain's weather service said a gust measured at 122 miles per hour, or 196 kilometers per hour, is thought to be the strongest ever in England, and was recorded on the Isle of Wight as Storm Eunice swept across the country's south. The weather system is now pushing into the European mainland, prompting high wind warnings in Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany. The storm caused mayhem with travel in Britain shutting the English Channel, Port of Dover closing bridges linking England and Wales, and halting most trains in and out of London. The forecast led British authorities to take the unusual step of issuing red weather warnings, indicating a danger to life for parts of southern England, including London and Wales, that lasted through early afternoon. The Canadian government on Friday condemned an attack on a coastal GasLink pipeline work camp in northern British Columbia, in which police said assailants brandishing axes threatened workers and damaged equipment. Coastal GasLink, a subsidiary of Calgary-based TC Energy, is building the 670-kilometer pipeline to the west coast of British Columbia to supply liquefied natural gas. It has faced demonstrations and opposition from environmentalists and Indigenous people. The attack comes amid heightened tensions across Canada, as police in the capital, Ottawa, started arresting protesters involved in a 3-week trucker-led blockade that had prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. Coastal GasLink said on Thursday approximately 20 masked attackers wearing camouflage surrounded a work site off a Forest Service road and attacked workers early in the morning. They wielded axes, fired flare guns, and tried to set one vehicle on fire while workers were inside, the company said in a statement. The workers fled and the attackers vandalized heavy equipment and construction trailers, causing millions of dollars worth of damage, the company added. The United Nations said on Friday it was alarmed by the worsening food crisis across Africa's Sahel region, with more than 10.5 million people facing crisis levels of hunger. The UN's World Food Program said the number of people on the brink of starvation had increased almost tenfold over the past 3 years. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.